another experiment in information for free, and it's called the Usenet. And if you look at Usenet, there's all these news groups out there, and increasingly, at least my personal feeling is, it's very hard to find information. Are we going to end up with the same situation in the Waze world where there's a lot of databases, but maybe the quality of the information isn't there?
Most of the information even available on Waze right now is not very good. So yes, we're going to have just a glut. The internet is opening up lots of sluices to just get at lots of information. And trying to think that you're going to be able to browse it all or get an idea of what's out there is about as... That's not going to happen. Just try to read books in print sometimes. You can't use it in that way. You need mechanisms to help you find the right thing. And the key piece of Waze is to not have the producer necessarily say who should be reading it, which is how Usenet is built. Waze is trying to help the reader go out and find the things that he wants or she wants out of all of those sources. So it's a more sophisticated filtering mechanism than the user-supplied filtering mechanism that's in Usenet, or email lists, for that matter.
So rather than increase the quality of the databases, you think we should increase the power of the tools that search through those databases?
Both.
Well, how do we increase the quality of databases?
At Waze Incorporated, a lot of what we're trying to do is help encourage and work with publishers to make their information available. There's advertising-supported information that'll be out there and people will pay to make it look good, like Sun is making a lot of its information available through Waze. But a lot of other publishers, traditional publishers, are going to need payment models. And so we're working with them to try to come up with those payment models that are reflective of their costs, which are often greatly diminished if they can distribute over the internet or other networks like it. So I think that we're going to see more and more publishers jumping in. We'll see more professional databases, like the U.S. government. A lot of what they do is publish. And they'd love to have a mechanism for publishing cheaply. And they'll pay for it out of other budgets and then give away access. Those are the right sorts of databases, and we're working with those folks now, the EPA, Library of Congress, all sorts of people, to help them get their information out in formats that lots of people can use.
Waze started as a wonderful gift to the world from Thinking Machines, and now you've founded a company, Waze, Inc. Is Waze no longer the public domain? Have you taken it away and you charge for it now?
No. The public domain environment and the freeware world is one of the most amazing worlds I've ever been involved in. I remember back at MIT where there were lots and lots of freeware and sharing of code. It was a vibrant environment. The internet has helped multiply that by thousands to help people create and deploy information tools. From the beginning, Waze was a mixed commercial and freeware environment. The original participants were Thinking Machines, Apple Computer, Pete Marowick, and Dow Jones. The freeware world was part, a very important part, but only a part. The commercial world was a part, only a part, but an important part. We're trying to straddle three worlds, the .edu world, the .gov world, and the .com world. And it makes for great conversations when you get those three groups together, because often they don't trust each other. Or they don't really know what motivates each other. So trying to keep those worlds together is important. What Waze is about is a protocol to help people find and retrieve information and make their information available. And we're trying to make one protocol, an open protocol, good enough that all three of those worlds will want to participate. So what happened was we used the internet as a mechanism for proving out the technology, doing a lot of R&D, and get lots and lots of good people working in the system. And now that when I started to go more commercial with the services and I started planning out Waze Incorporated, I really needed the freeware to be done well. And I worked with NSF to make a set of money available to start a Waze Center. And there's now one in North Carolina, and there's starting to be other Waze Centers that are really servicing other domains than what we're doing. It's all got to go hand in hand, and we all have to work together. And it's the exciting part. And if we lose, what I fear most is either we're going to make something so bad that people won't want to use it, or we'll self-destruct or we'll get cocky. And what will happen then is we'll see proprietary standards come in.
Are you competing with North Carolina? Are they your competition for the Waze database provider trying to figure out how to do things?
No, they're our brothers. They're extremely important to the success of Waze. This world is growing by leaps and bounds. Millions of dollars a year are going into Waze from all sorts of areas. And there are lots of niches that need different types of services. A lot of the universities really need things for free so that they can play with it and understand and build it into systems and do research based on it. But a lot of people, when they've got mission-critical databases, they can't depend, frankly, on freeware. They need to have a phone number of somebody they can call. They have to know that when the new version of the operating system comes out, the new version of the software is going to come out. And those are the environments that people are trying to work with. U.S. Geological Survey is doing probably the best work in the government domain in helping the geographic information people use Waze up a storm. So I think the North Carolina people are really helping move the university environment in the freeware world, though we're working with Rice University where they've gone and put up current contents. This is a for-pay proprietary source that they bought rights to run at the Rice campus. So there is an example of a commercial Waze server, but it's restricted access. And that is an example where Rice needed better than what was available in the freeware.
What if North Carolina does a wonderful job putting together freeware? How are you going to make money? Why would they pay you money when they can get it for free from North Carolina?
We'd love more and more pieces to come out of the freeware domain, whether it's North Carolina, whether it's out of the Gopher people, whatever. Our goal at Waze Inc. is to try to keep the world together, to try to make it so that consumers know where to find the right information and to help people that think of themselves as just consumers to start publishing.
But how do you make money at that?
We're doing it by selling software tools, so servers, enhanced clients, but we find what most people need is help in understanding what this stuff is. So we do consulting and contract work to help modify the existing set of servers out there and do things for them. We also help publishers put things up and help them run those services. Sometimes we get a percentage of their revenues off of those systems. So we're flexible. And as much as people start to step forward and say, we're going to do this piece well, then we're often perfectly up for stepping back. The only way we're going to win is by leveraging lots and lots of institutions to do what they want to do. So systems integrators are starting to step forward and say, we want to do the system integration. We have people that are trying to bundle the Waze server code into lots of products. People are starting to bundle the clients into products where they're making their things Waze-enabled. And we're helping those that need to be dealing with a commercial entity or they can't take it seriously.
Waze is making the Internet look like a single library, a single database. Is this the beginning of a new kind of library, a distributed library, a global library?
I think of libraries maybe not the right analogy. I would think of it as a huge bookstore or a set of information services that are available. You know, is a weather map updated every hour a book? Is it a library? No, it's kind of like your television. Is going and downloading Geek of the Week, is that... And finding that that's what you want to be listening to. Is that a bookstore or a library? No, that's more like the radio. The Internet is a new communication structure, and it's a new way for humans to communicate. And what Waze is trying to do is help you navigate that. What is really exciting with a new communication structure, say printing or the telephone, is all sorts of things happen. Industries come and go. There's realignment of how companies work, how whole institutions work. And what's fun about this is it's an open environment for all of us to take part in shaping it. And it's those the people that shape the technology have an inordinate control over what it looks like. And why are these telephones looking the way they are? And why weren't they used for all the things they're used for now 50 years ago? It's because the people that were involved early had one vision. So the invitation is, this is an open world. Let's shape it into what we want it.
There you have it. We've been talking to Brewster Kahle, and this has been Geek of the Week.
This has been Geek of the Week, brought to you by Sun Microsystems, and by O'Reilly & Associates. To purchase an audio cassette or audio CD of this program, send electronic mail to radio@ora.com. Internet Talk Radio. The medium is the message.